Hey guys, thanks for joining us for Weekly Reflections. I'm Patrick. This is Joey, Madison, and Jen, and we're coming to you from a local sober living, Stone Valley Recovery. And here's today's weekly reflection. When the chips are down, when we developed still more, we discovered the best possible source of emotional stability to be God Himself. We found that dependence upon His perfect justice, forgiveness, and love was healthy, and that it would work where nothing else would. If we really depended on God, we couldn't very well play God to our fellows, nor would we feel the urge wholly to rely on human protection and care. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 116. It's been my experience that when all human resources appear to have failed, there is always one who will never desert me. Moreover, He is always there to share my joy, to steer me down the right path, and to confide in when no one else will do. While my well-being and happiness can be added to or diminished by human efforts, only God can provide the loving nourishment upon which I depend for my daily spiritual health.
Man, I've been told this since I was even like little. Like, my dad is a man of God, right? Like, and he's had his whole experience with like finding his God or whatever, but he used to tell me all the time, like, I will fail you. Your mom will fail you. Like, people will fail you. Like, the only thing that will not fail you is God. And I never really understood that until I got into sobriety. You know, I got into sobriety and it's just like, I had to become so God-reliant because all I was self-reliant. Relying on self was the easiest thing I ever did. Because even when I was out there, I didn't care about you. I didn't care about me, but that's all I really had. All I really had was to rely on myself. But when I got into recovery, like, I had to rely on so much other people. Like, I had to rely on my sponsor. I had to rely on the group. You know, not too far into the step work, all of a sudden I'm realizing, like, I'm having to start to build this relationship and lay this foundation with God. This is just an example. You get a girlfriend, like, she brightens up your life, whatever. Like, you have a significant other and all this stuff, and everything's going great. And then you break up with that girlfriend, and then, like, you know, people say things that you don't want to hear or whatever it may be. And then it's just like, I get into a place in recovery where I play the victim real easily. I'm also that person that has to feel enough pain to want to make a change, unfortunately. But I get to that point where I feel enough pain from sitting in my shit so long that I'm like, all right, now it's time. Back to the basics. And like, that brings me to a place where I rely on God. I can't put my faith into a human entity to keep me sober or to keep me going. You know what I mean? Like, I stand in my truth, and my truth is this. It's like, I truly believe that the people of Alcoholics Anonymous is a huge reason of why I am sober today. But I also stand by saying that's because God was working through them, you know? And I stand by saying that whoever may have found me as like an inspiration or some type of push to stay sober is for the simple fact that I'm just a vessel of love and light of God. Like, I that's not me. That's not what I do. This isn't my life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if God wasn't working in my life, I would not be doing this. I would care less to do any of the stuff that we do on a day-to-day basis. That's all it is. Like, I've always been that person before I even picked up a drink or a drug. So yeah, like, to rely on God is always number one. You know what I mean? And I fall short of that when things happen in my life that, you know, like, anything, dude, anything that's going good in my life, I'll put my dedication and effort towards that, and then I figure out that, like, oh, I'm putting that before God. You know, God blessed me with that, and it gets me in a kind of a slippery spot, so I don't know, relying on God is the most important thing that I can do in my life today.
I will let me down. Others will let me down. Any external resources will let me down. God will never let me down, provided I have a relationship with God. Having humility, I'm no better or worse than any other human being, so I have to rely on something bigger than me. And if I'm no better or less than anybody else, it's gotta be like a higher power or God, if you choose to call it God.
I feel like you guys have both already said like everything I was thinking about it, but I mean, yeah, just to like kind of recap like what you both said, I agree, you know, like if you talk about like the concept of humility, like we're all, you know, like I'm here and everybody else is here, you know, like I don't think anymore like I used to, but I don't think anymore that people are better than me or less than me, you know, like I think we're all just humans trying to do our best. I certainly have character defects, for sure. Selfishness, we talked about selfishness. And I'm constantly finding out ways that I can be a better person. And I have to, like, work towards changing those things and becoming that better person. But, you know, because I can never be perfect, nobody can ever be perfect, there definitely will be a time where I or somebody else will let me down or make a mistake, you know. And it's not a bad thing. It's an expected thing. But be able to trust in something fully. And I think that it's ill-advised, I guess would be the word, to trust in any human fully. Like, I just think that that's setting that human or yourself up to fail at that point because, you know, things will happen. Like, that's life.
I mean, having entered the program borderline atheistic, agnostic at best, I usually say, and, you know, 2 and 3 for me ended up just being a conclusion of the mind. Yes. And basically my sponsor put it this way. Do you have a problem? Can you fix your own problem? Are you willing to accept help? And that was all I was willing to answer. I eventually have formed a strong spirituality and a connection, I feel. And like you said, those people in the program, God is working through them. And I truly believe the same thing and as for me too. But I had to find a practicality to it. And what it was being able to give up these certain things, like give up certain issues that I would just wanted to harp on and continue to worry about that people couldn't solve. You know, I got a guy to talk to about relationship problems, you know, and I always go to the same guy, and if he fails me and everybody else fails me, you know, they just didn't make an impact enough to make it go away, essentially. I guess would be failing in that sense. I'm able to give it up. At least I've conditioned my mind to be able to give it up to God, so to speak. And I've had, and that was took practice to do it. And by not thinking about it at the very least for 24 hours and then revisiting it, turns out, typically it got solved. And it wasn't another person. Apparently was a higher power, because that's what I was attributing it to. That's what I was giving it up to. And slowly but surely, it in a way proved itself to me. Not like it was trying to, but it became part of how I thought. And it became a feeling that I'm okay if I give this up and revisit it and see what happens in the meantime. And it actually worked that. It was just like, and you know, to me that feeling is that of like love for a child or a parent, you know, where it's just unconditional love. It's that same feeling. Prove it to me that exists. You don't, but you know it's real. And that's what finally happened. And that was a true spiritual experience, obviously. And it took practice and time, and I had to add a practicality to it. But it eventually worked, and I continue to do it today. It's just like, okay, you take that for a minute. I'm going to go over here and do what I need to do, and I'll come back in a little bit and see. And typically it's worked itself out, or at least I don't care about it anymore, or at least it doesn't bother me anymore. It's amazing, and I think that's what I'd been looking for the whole time in a bottle or, you know, in drugs. So if you've heard anything that you like or you need help or to understand more of what we're talking about, please go to detoxtorehab.com or give us a call. We're always there to help 24/7. Thank you guys again for being here and doing the weekly reflection with us. Have a blessed day.